Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Hierdie is jou misdaadverslag en ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
I'm doing very well and yourself, thank you, Pietra.
I'm doing very well as usual.
Awesome, that's good to know.
We're talking about robberies at ATMs.
Yeah, card swappings and people's cards being snatched from them. It's also pretty much like the cell phone issues we discussed a couple of weeks ago, something that is increasing in the or in South Africa in general.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the problems is with all the guys that are doing these crimes are actually very sophisticated. Some of them carry their own speed points with them.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had an incident where here in the Centurion CBD area, there was a person's card that was stolen.
Yeah.
And we were able to track the suspects. And when we arrested the suspects, they were found with two speed points. So they were then able to immediately, you know, draw money from that account. And it then gets deposited straight into the speed point account.
And another thing I heard they're doing, they walk past your handbag with a speed point. You tap your card and then they withdraw money. I don't tap anymore.
Yeah. So there are also, I mean, on the market, you get various RF radio frequency devices that protect your cards from being able to be tapped without your permission.
Okay.
So you get like special wallets that have material which prevents it. So if I come there with a card reader or I come there with a speed point or something like that to try and tap or to clone your card, then it has a specific makeup of materials that will prevent it from being able to do that.
It's a good idea to get myself one.
Definitely, yes. That will go a long way in helping you, especially when you're in busy shopping centers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you start seeing your cell phone going off with, oh, I've just bought 10,000 rands worth of Gucci bag.
I see another thing that they offer the help when you try to draw money.
Yes. So, I mean, we all know, I don't care who you are, we're always nervous when we go to an ATM. We worry about our card being swallowed. I mean, when your card is taken, it's your life just turns upside down for a while.
True.
So you're very nervous when you're going there at the best of times.
Mm.
So they rely on that thing. So they either jam the machine or they do something with it. And then, like you say, they come up and, oh, can we help you? You know, this machine is dodgy and things like that. So they rely on the fact of trying to distract you.
Yes.
And whilst you're trying to say, no, listen, leave me alone, I'm good, thank you, there's maybe a second person who's involved or they themselves are able to swap your card and things like that. So the best advice to give is sort of go to a reputable area where there are ATMs. Make sure it's very well lit. Don't go to these sort of out-of-the-way ATMs where it's dark and dingy and things like that. Try and go there during the day if at all possible. If you have to go late at night, try and go with somebody. Try not to go on your own.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you see people hanging around and it's a bit of a dodgy area, it's worth your while to just travel a little bit further and go and find a safer ATM.
Yeah, true. Thank you so much, Captain.
Pleasure, Pietra. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Lekker FM.